Ben Little knew writing required great sacrifice, but he never thought it would cost him his life. The man in the black suit waved his gun toward the doorway. Go. Ben's eyes adjusted to the darkness of the shed. He saw shapes hanging from the walls, farm tools, handmade, old, their metal heads crudely forged, their handles made from crooked limbs, smoothed with use and age. He saw a hatchet with a chipped stone blade, saw what looked like a cat's claw and heretic's fork, and an entire wall of spiked clamps, corroded pincers and saws and strange helmets equipped with various pieces of hardware meant to pry at or press different parts of the skull, although from the shape they didn't look like they were designed for a normal human head. Down, said the man in the suit, pushing Ben deeper into the shed with the barrel of his gun. In the center of the wooden floor, Ben saw a darker patch. He had to squint before the stone stairwell revealed itself, leading underground. The stones looked ancient, like ruins from medieval Europe. They reminded Ben of something, of the staircase from his dream, the staircase behind the rock. I can't see a thing, he said, taking the first step. Follow the wall. With one hand on the stone, Ben started down into the chill of the earth. Soon the daylight filtering into the shed above dimmed to nothing but a distant ghost. With his free hand, Ben felt the air ahead, worrying he would run into something. He used his foot to search out every step, terrified that the next tread wouldn't be there and he'd plummet down some terrible crevasse. The wall stayed dry, dusty, and cold for several hundred feet before turning wet with what he assumed to be seep water, judging by the dank smell. Something scuttled across his hand. Ben recoiled. Keep going, the man in the suit said, jabbing the gun into his spine. Carefully, Ben put his hand back on the wall and persevered. He lowered his foot for the next step, and the wall disappeared under his hand. It just stopped. Ben cried out as he fell sideways, landing flat-footed on a floor. He stood there for several seconds, catching his breath. From the shift in air pressure, he sensed he was in some sort of chamber. Ben wished he'd counted the steps, so at least he'd have some idea of how far underground they'd dropped. The gun prodded him again. Almost there. Ben blundered along, groping ahead of himself. The smell of raw meat grew sharper, richer, like the smell of old copper. What? He began. His face smacked into something pudgy and wet. It started squealing and flailing. Ben screamed. He backed up. What is it? What is it? He turned to run, but cringed back when directly ahead of him light flared with a whoomph. The man in the suit had lit a torch on the wall. He turned to Ben with a knife in his free hand, an old knife like the farm equipment, only with an obsidian blade glimmering deadly in the torchlight. Take it, the man in the suit said, tossing it onto the floor where it clattered. Ben grabbed it, hoping he might get a chance to use it on the man in the suit, but even if he saved himself, he knew he wouldn't be able to save his family. He turned toward the squealing, the screaming, and as he saw what was tied up in the shadows of the chamber, as the shadows themselves slithered and jumped, he wanted to scream as well. Behind him, the man in the suit took the torch off the wall. Stab her, he said. Kill her.